Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho Domino.
The Cisco Kid.
When you make out that shopping list this week, don't forget these six important words.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
You can have happier, healthier meals when there's plenty of butternut on the table. Those fresh, white, even-looking slices just seem to encourage the appetites and praise from the family, too. And once they pick up a slice, butter it, and take that first tender bite, well, you won't have to be told they want butternut from then on. You can tell from those expressions all around the table and those comments. And say, pack butternut bread sandwiches in those lunch boxes, naturally. You'll see how butternut stays so fresh and tender, so extra long. So good with any sandwich filler. So buy a loaf this week. Buy butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the picture wrapper that shows you it's fresh and fine and flavor rich even before you pick it up. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Dynamite in the River. Silver City, a shipping point for the nearby Chino mines and the livestock ranches, is a business center of southeast New Mexico. Founded in 1870 as a small Spanish settlement, then called San Vicente de la Cienega, Silver City became the seat of Grant County in 1874. Those were the days when the great 12 and 14 horse teams hauled ore and bullion into Silver City from the mines in the Mogollons. And one of the strangest plots ever hatched in the brain of an outlaw was the result of the holdup of one of these teams. As our story opens, two men are crouched behind some boulders about a mile out of Silver City.
They'll be right along now, Luke. Better get on these masks.
I reckon we had, Mitch.
Yeah. You sure you brought that dynamite?
I told you twice, Mitch. It's in my saddlebags along with plenty of fuse and caps. Don't be so blasted anxious.
I can't help being anxious. There'll be a good many $1,000 worth of ore with that team. I don't want nothing to slip.
Nothing will. Yeah, but to change the course of the Gila River to cover up
now,
all that ore...
Just leave it to me, Luke. They'll never think of looking underwater for it. And when they get sick of hunting around, we'll get it and leave the country. Hey, get ready. Here comes the team.
Who's that riding shotgun escort?
It's that loudmouth Sam Hoolan. He's always hanging around the sheriff. One shot from us and he'll ride for his life.
How about that driver?
I'll fire a shot over his head. And if he goes for his gun after that, you get him plumb center.
All right.
Stop them horses!
He's reaching for his gun.
Then pull him, Luke.
Got him.
You sure did.
Hey, what's under? My tunis is a holdup.
Hey, maybe I better get Sam, too.
Yeah.
Oh, let him go, Luke.
But he'll tell the sheriff.
Even so, the sheriff can't prove a thing. Now get up in the driver's seat and grab them reins. And we'll head for the Gila.
Only this one blasted box of gold among all the rest of that cargo in the wagon.
This gold is worth plenty, Luke. Now, see that little cave on the cliffside just ahead of you?
Yeah.
We'll put the box in there out of sight. Steady now. She's heavy. All right. Let her down. Now, come on. We'll set this here dynamite and touch her off.
And the course of the river will be changed over here.
It sure will. After the landslide, box it off over in the channel it's in now. In fact, I reckon this here channel used to be the original one. Something happened to turn the river over yonder.
It makes no difference as long as that box of gold is well hid.
It sure will be under the river. Well, this is the place right here. Set off that dynamite under this big rock. It'll start the earth sliding.
All right. Hey, what do we do with the team after this?
Nothing. Just ride away and leave it. Come on, Luke. Light that fuse.
Yep.
Now... Let's get out of here. Ought to be about ready to go up.
Yeah, just about, I'd say.
Look at that earth side.
Yeah, and look at it change the course of the river. Hey, you was right, Mitch. That box ore won't never be found down under that water.
Let's go and take a look into the old channel, Luke. Then we'll ride on back to Silver City. We're going to have some fun out of this. Might even offer the sheriff our services.
Yeah. Why not? Let's do it.
Cisco, Cisco, look.
Look at what, Pancho?
Over across the river. Big wagon team over there and got no driver.
Yeah, you are right, Chico. The team has no driver. We'll ford the river and go and see that team. Well, Santos, for the
hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. What's the matter now, Cisco? What's the matter? What's
the river. Huh? It's gone into another channel, amigo. And very recently, too.
A little water down there in this channel.
Si.
We get out of here, Cisco. I'm finding maybe ghosts change that river.
No, ghosts, nothing.
No ghosts?
The reason for the change is right there, Pancho.
Where the change? Where the change?
That big slide of earth blocked the river, so it had to find another channel. The question is,
si.
What started that earth slide? There's been no rain for weeks.
Maybe a little earthquake started.
Perhaps. But you and I were near enough so we would have felt the tremor. However, it is no concern of ours, amigo. We'll ford the river. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Lobo, into the river.
I am more interested in why that big team is out here all by itself.
Pancho, not see your driver.
No one inside anywhere. Oh, Diablo.
Oh, Lobo, ho, Lobo, ho, ho.
Sign on the big wagon says Silver City Express.
We're on the way to Silver City, Cisco. What we do, drive the wagon there?
I think it would be a good idea, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
This may be a runaway.
A runaway?
See, I'll take a look up into the boot and... Madre mía. Someone was shot, Pancho, and not long ago.
It's bad, Cisco. What we do?
We'll take the team to Silver City and report this to the sheriff.
Hey, there, Sam, the two murdering scoundrels. Start shooting.
Hey, wait, Sam. Now hold the fire.
We not got to go to the sheriff, Cisco. The sheriff, he come to us.
That's him, Sheriff. Then the two started running when I fired into him.
I do not know what the hombre is talking about, Señor Sheriff. Neither he nor anyone else has fired on us for quite some time.
We not the murdering scoundrels, neither.
Who are you two?
I am called the Cisco Kid.
What's that? You're Cisco?
And this is mi compañero Pancho.
You are the Cisco Kid at that. Now that I get a second look at you.
That don't make no difference, Sheriff. Cisco could be the killer as well as somebody else.
You seem bound to pin something on us we did not do, hombre.
Very soon we get sick from that and mad.
Suppose you explain what this is all about, Señor Sheriff.
Yeah, I'll do that, Cisco. Back in Silver City at my office. I ain't saying you two are the ones that stole the ore and killed that driver of this here wagon.
So that is what happened.
You know, blame well it is, Cisco. Let me put the handcuffs on him, Sheriff. Let me do it.
I would not try it if I were you, hombre.
I wish you'd keep your mouth shut, Sam. Quit that blabbing all the time. As I was saying, I ain't sure it's you two, Cisco. As far as I know, it could have been you two. I'll trouble you to hand over them guns.
Well, if that ain't a good one. The sheriff holding the Cisco Kid for that job.
Yeah, it sure is funny. Only thing makes this funnier would be to have him convict Cisco of the job.
Yeah, and send him up, huh?
Yeah.
I'd like that to happen too, Luke.
If there's anything we can do to help
along. I don't believe there is, but we'll call in at the sheriff's office and offer our help.
But if he's got Cisco there...
We ain't supposed to know anything about that. And if we offer our help, it'll throw any possible suspicion off on us. Come on, let's go in.
The thing is this, Cisco. What do you two hombres want?
Me and Luke here heard about the holdup and the killing, Sheriff.
Yeah, and we come in to say if you need any help, just call on us.
He don't need you two, not me around.
You sure ain't any help, Sam.
Well, by thunder.
All right.
Now cut it out, you hear me? One more remark out of you, Sam Hoolan, and out of here you go.
But, Sheriff, these two good for nothing.
Shut up, blast it.
All right.
Much obliged for offering, boys. Right now, I don't need any help. If I do, I'll call on you.
You do that, Sheriff.
Say, ain't that the Cisco Kid, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's right.
You ain't holding him, are you?
Maybe I am. Maybe I ain't. Run along now, boys.
Yeah, sure, Sheriff.
Well, if you need us, you know where to find us.
Who are those two hombres, Senor Sheriff?
Oh, just a couple of roustabouts. Live in the cabin on the Mesa side of town.
Yeah, I bet they never offered their services to a sheriff before.
They look like tough hombres to Pancho.
What do they do around this town?
Yeah, not much of anything, Cisco.
Well, they gamble when they got any money.
You seemed surprised, Sheriff, when they walked in here.
Yeah, maybe I was. Never expected them to make an offer like that. Anyway, we're getting off the subject here. As I was saying, Cisco, the thing is, why was you and your partner over in this county?
Fine to tell you, Sheriff. We like to ride around.
See, that is true, Senor Sheriff. We seldom stay in one place for long. We like to see new places. We like to meet different people.
There you are, Sheriff, if that ain't a good lead for you. They don't dast to stay in one place long.
Pancho like to take a big punch at you, hombre.
Pay no attention to him, Pancho. He's not worth it.
Is that so? Well, now, by
Jupiter... Shut up, Sam. Maybe you got a point there. Cisco, I'm going to have to lock you and your partner up overnight while I give this matter some more thought.
No, Sheriff, you are not going to lock us up.
I'll tend to him, Sheriff. I'll draw my gun and march him to the cell.
Hombre, I believe you are a bag of wind.
Why, you
can't... And I intend to find out...
Right now!
Quit that!
I will take that gun!
Look out, easy! Wait, Cisco! Hey, you, Sheriff, not to draw the gun!
Now, the tables are turned, eh? Into this closet, hombre. Come on, you too, Sheriff.
You take witness, Cisco!
Pancho and I are going to help you solve this case. But we can help you better with you and this loud one out of the way for a while.
Cisco say go into the closet. You go into the closet. Yeah, Cisco. But they're not staying there long. They break out easy.
Let them break out, Pancho. I have no wish to put the sheriff in jail. Now, let us go find those two hombres who were just in here. I have reason to talk to them.
Ain't that grub ready yet, Luke?
Yeah, we'll be as soon as I fry this salt pork a little more.
I'll put some more wood in the stove. You need a good hot fire to cook with, and I'm hungry.
Well, the sheriff's office gave you an appetite, eh, Mitch?
Don't know when I ever enjoyed anything more.
Same here. I wonder if that sheriff's going to charge Cisco with a job.
I don't know. Hey, here comes somebody.
Say, hombre.
Pancho and I are glad to find you at home.
Glad you leave the door open for us, hombres.
Now, go on, get out of here. Hey, wait a minute, Luke. Hey, Cisco, did the sheriff let you two go?
That is beside the point, hombre. I came here to ask you a few questions. I intend to ask them now.
We ain't saying a thing.
When you came to the sheriff's office, I noticed dried mud on your boots.
And what of it?
Dried mud in this country and at this time of year is most unusual.
Yeah, we wonder about that, hombres.
See, we wonder just where you could have walked in mud.
What do you mean by that?
My remark is clear enough. Perhaps you walked in a riverbed just emptied of its water.
Why, Buster, come on, Luke. Let's get him.
Yeah, give him this pan of hot fat right in the face.
Drop that, hombre. Watch it, Pancho.
No. Not to throw that pan. Not to throw that pan.
And with a pan of boiling fat in the hands of the villainous Luke, Cisco and Pancho are in serious trouble. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Your shopping is easier since Butternut Bread introduced that new picture wrapper. There's no more guess, no squeeze, no doubt about the freshest, finest, whitest bread on your grocery shelves. And now listen to this. Butternut's brand new extra delicious wheat bread comes to you in a companion picture of quality wrapper. Butternut's white bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper. Butternut's wheat in the red and white check gingham wrapper. And both have that true-to-life picture that makes shopping easier. You can see what you buy before you buy. And be sure of the finest for your table. And your family will really go for the new butternut wheat bread. The finest, smoothest wheat bread ever to feel the touch of a butter knife. And wait till you try it for toast. Virtually melts in your mouth. turns to a crisp golden brown. Tastes so extra good. So why wait? Try Butternut's new wheat bread right now. You'll like it. You'll love it. Insist on Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham wrapper.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Dynamite in the River. After Cisco and Pancho locked the sheriff and the loud-talking Sam Hoolan in a closet of the sheriff's office, they hurried to the cabin of the outlaws Mitch Case and Luke Bisbee. Cisco wanted to question the two men after having seen dried mud on their boots. But the outlaws rushed our friends, Luke Bisbee grabbing a pan of boiling fat from the stove.
No. Drop that pan.
He threw hot fat on Pancho.
Not if I can help it, Pancho.
You maverick, Cisco.
Grazie, Cisco. Hombre, drop the pan.
Be careful not to slip in that fat, Pancho.
I'm tired to try not to slip, Cisco. Come on, Luke. We'll throw these two out of this cabin.
You will try, hombre. But that is as far as you will get.
I'll take care of the fat one.
You'll not take care of nothing, hombre.
Look out, Pancho. The floor is slippery.
And look out, Cisco.
Sheriff, I hate to disappoint you again, but I must. Just a little push on that grease on the floor like this.
Show me, Hot Toast. This floor's slippery.
Hey, don't grab me, Sheriff. I hold them
up. Close everybody down the floor now.
Out the door, Pancho, quickly.
Easy, Cisco.
We'll go to our horses, amigo.
Why they run away, Cisco?
I want those two to think we have run away, Chico. We'll be watching from close at hand.
What for?
So that when they leave, if they leave, we can trail them. From that mud on their boots, I have an idea. They know something about that robbery and murder.
Blast it all. This confounded grease.
Yeah, I got it over me too, Sheriff. What do you hombres mean by having this cabin floor covered with grease?
Now, shut up, Sam.
Don't you tell me to shut up or I'll...
You'll what?
Well... you'll find out.
Oh, keep that trap closed, Sam. I swear I don't know why I let you hang around with me.
Instead of talking, Sheriff, seems to me you ought to be out chasing down that Cisco kid.
I'll get after him in due course of time, if I find it necessary.
What do you mean, if you find it necessary? Him and his partner come here to rob us.
Now, just why should they do that, Luke? You hombres don't look rich to me.
Yeah, and why'd you come to the sheriff's office?
To offer our help. He was right there and heard it.
Mighty strange, I call it.
Yeah, it is. When you never did a thing like that before, either of you.
We never had no reason to go to your office before, Sheriff.
Seems to me I recall a couple of times you might have offered to join a posse and didn't.
Now look, Sheriff, what are you trying to say?
When it's time to have my say, I won't have to try.
Well, he'll be telling us next we was connected with that holdup and murder.
Well...
Sam, I got a great mind to slug
you. No, you better not try.
And no fighting, understand? Come on, Sam. We'll go along. But I may want to talk some more to you two later on.
You ought to shot down Sam Hoolan when we had the chance, Mitch.
Maybe, but it's too late now. What we'd better do is get out of this town for a few days.
That's just what I was thinking.
Sheriff's beginning to get a little bit suspicious.
He sure is.
Well, we'll get started right away, Luke, and we'll ride out past the river just to make sure the water's staying in the new channel.
Oh, Pancho, I'd like to sit in the saddle, Cisco.
I'm sorry, amigo.
Oh, the first time Pancho ever sit down in hot fat. Pancho, hope is the last time.
For your sake, I hope so, Pancho.
Oh.
Perhaps a blanket in that saddle would help, eh?
Pancho, ride this way. Stand up in the stirrups.
As you will, Chico.
Oh.
You can dismount and wait for me here if you want.
No. Pancho, go with you, Cisco. Pancho always go with you. Only thing, Pancho not can sit down much.
Before long, we may find out that those hombres ahead of us are up to.
We are near the river again, Cisco.
See, over the same trail we came in.
And I can see the hombres now.
Well, just to be on the safe side, we will stop here.
Oh, look. Well, what do we do now, Cisco?
Yeah. walk to the bend of the trail and take a look around those boulders.
Geez, those hombres stop up ahead.
Si.
Pancho never liked to walk when Pancho can ride, Cisco. Now it's easier for Pancho to walk.
I understand, amigo.
Oh.
Now, let us talk softly. Those hombres may be just ahead.
Si, Cisco.
I'll take a look around the boulders.
You think they know we trail them?
They may know it. I'm not sure. Wait here for a moment, Pancho.
Pancho, come and take a look.
Si, Cisco.
They've stopped the river, Chico.
Give their horses a drink of water?
Partly that, but they seem to be looking over that new channel with a great deal of interest.
Maybe they see it for the first time.
I do not think so, Chico. That dried mud we saw on their boots came from the riverbed.
What about that big team out this way?
We were told the ore was in the big wagon, Pancho.
See? Si.
And in that event, they would be likely to drive the wagon close to wherever they meant to take the ore.
So now they get back on the horses, Cisco, and now they ford the river.
To wherever they meant to take the ore.
Of course. Come on, Pancho.
What?
That river had something to do with hiding the ore. We'll find out just how.
How?
We'll ford the river up above and wait for those hombres someplace ahead on the trail.
Oh, Pancho, ride again.
Si.
We'll have to ride fast, amigo. Up there, car.
Go, Logo. Go.
That eases my mind, Luke.
You mean about the river staying in its new channel?
Yeah.
Same here. I reckon that ore will be safe down there for as long as we want it to be.
That's right. And we can't be held, Luke, as long as they ain't got any evidence against us.
Yeah, just the same. It's a good idea for us to be out of town for a while.
Sure enough. What with that blasted Cisco kid hanging around?
He's mighty suspicious, too.
He sure hit the nail right on the head when he guessed at that riverbed mud on our boots.
I got a score to settle with that Cisco kid. After this black eye,
right,
give me a...
Luke. Look ahead. Who?
Cisco!
You can settle that score a bit later on, hombre.
Right now we got the business to attend to.
What do you mean?
You will notice I have you both covered with my guns. I intend to keep you covered.
You do as Cisco tells you. You'll not get hurt.
Turn your horses, hombres. We're all going back to the river. Our business is there.
We stopping on this side, Cisco?
I will tell you when to stop. Ford the river.
I reckon we better do as he says, Mitch.
But you reckon you had to.
I sure don't know what the point is of making us come back here, Cisco.
You'll find that out in a few moments also. When we get up from the bank, stop your horses. All right, here.
Now, Pancho, get out of this saddle.
You two hombres, get down off your horses.
Hey, sure, Cisco.
I don't know what you're up to, Cisco, but...
Pancho, take their guns.
Yes, Cisco.
Now, Chico, keep them both covered. If they try to get away, you know what to do.
Try to keep them covered, Cisco. What you do?
I'm going to have a look down into that water. You hombres dismount at this point and look down into the water. Looks as if there might be a small ledge down there. I'm going to find out.
Cisco, you going in that water?
Si, Pancho. I want to find out why these two were so interested in this particular stretch of water. Get those guns on them.
Cisco, there ain't nothing down there.
No, nothing at all. No sense you're getting all wet.
Keep them covered, Pancho. Here I go.
Cisco! Not you forget to come up again. Cisco! Cisco! Santos, how long you can stay down there?
There's a box down there and a small cave of the ledge. Could it be, Bandidos, there's ore in that box?
We'll show you, you snooping sidewinder. Come on, Mitch.
Up with you.
Set your score now if you can.
I'll show you.
Do it quickly, for I am in no mood to prolong this fight.
You not settle no score now, Cisco.
I thunder, I will.
As I said before, Bandido, I would like to win this fight just as soon as possible. And that means right now.
Aren't you putting away the guns? Not need them now. Cisco is the sheriff and the loud-mouthed hombre again.
I see them, Pancho.
Hey there, Sheriff. Open up on them.
Hey, Sam, cut that out. Hey, put that guns away. Whoa.
Senor Sheriff, this hombre with you is very careless with his guns.
Very careless.
One more bit of trouble with him and into the river he goes. Close and all.
What's all this?
Senor Sheriff, down there under the water is a big box. You had better question these two bandidos about it.
Yeah, well, sure thing I will, Cisco. In order to pacify the ranchers this fork, we got to do something about getting that river back where it belongs.
Yeah, they're pretty mad about losing that water.
Got any ideas, Cisco?
See, I have. I believe these two changed the course of the river, probably with dynamite. Now, if they worked hard with shovels for, say, a week or two...
That's a good idea, Cisco. Mighty good.
Yep, just what I was going to advise, Sheriff.
You're not advising nothing, you.
I was also just going to tell you, I figured Mitch and Luke was a real bandit.
Oh, is that so? You're quite an hombre, Sam.
Well, I ain't so bad.
Then get down under the water and start hauling that box up.
What?
You heard what I said. Maybe you wouldn't mind staying here to make sure he does it, Cisco.
I'll be most happy to oblige, Señor Sheriff.
Pancho, you and I'll take these two coyotes and ride back to jail.
Si, Sheriff. Pancho, go with you, but Pancho not riding the saddle no more today. Oh, no. Pancho, whoop.
Si, Pancho.
Those two bandidos go to the jail for robbery and murder.
Si, amigo, so they did.
After they shovel the river back where it belongs.
They shoveled the landslide, Pancho, not the river.
Si, the landslide. And the sheriff tried to get that same hombre to shovel, but he skipped out of the way.
Ah, he's a nuisance, that one.
Yes, Cisco, but you're the same, Pancho, feel sorry for him.
You feel sorry for that same hombre?
Very sorry.
But why do you feel sorry for him, Pancho?
Well, Pancho tells you, Cisco. Because he go around all the time.
See? Si?
With only half a shirt on his back.
He goes around with only half a shirt on his back?
Yeah.
But where is the other half, amigo?
The other half on the front.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Say, boys and girls, when Mother sends you to the store, how do you tell a good bunch of bananas? You look at them, don't you? And that's how to tell a good bread, too, by looking at it. Yes, just look at any blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, and you can see that it's the freshest, finest loaf of bread in town. How? Because there's a picture of butternut's fresh, fine slices right on that wrapper. An actual, true-to-life picture. You see, there's no guess, no squeeze, no doubt. When you buy butternut, you can see, you can be sure that you're buying the bread Mom is going to like. You'll like it, too, for those noontime sandwiches, or toast at breakfast, or fresh from the wrapper at dinner. Butternut is always fresh, rich, and tender. So, boys and girls, next time Mom sends you to the store to buy bread, don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach out and pick up that loaf in the blue and white checked gingham picture wrapper.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.